sometimes maybe people think that someone that gets elected Pope is just going to have all these, all this knowledge and all these gifts. They're just going to have all the tools, like it's just going to fall from the sky. And sometimes people will hear this phrase of Roman Curia. How would you describe what the Roman Curia is in a nutshell to someone maybe listening that maybe has heard the phrase, but they're not sure what does that mean?
So the Roman Curia is a complex of offices that is at the complete service of the Pope to carry out his ministry to the universal church, because the Pope is, as most would know, of course, and even primarily the Bishop of Rome. And that has its own apparatus to carry out the administrative functions, pastoral functions, evenly in the name of whoever the Pope is as the Bishop of Rome. The Roman Curia is that, again, system of offices that's there to help him in the day-to-day service to the entire universal church. I believe, depending on how you measure it, it's the largest such bureaucratic administrative state system in the world, simply because the Catholic Church is the largest body that has a or single organizing principle like the Holy Father. Now, being as large as it is, that is why it can be prone to all kinds of problems of oversight, abuse, and it is, much of which has been brought out to the public. I dare say Catholics, hold on and grasp your faith, because more is going to come out. It just inevitably does. The Roman Curia, for all of that, I don't want to sound too negative, because it's necessary, absolutely necessary for all that the Pope has to do. It's imperfect, there are certainly pockets in which it shines with even holiness. And I can go through individuals that I know. I met saints working within that Roman Curia, who dedicated their lives to something that was very arduous, thankless, and they did it with a complete heart of charity and service. They were beacons for me in the hardest of times. So it's not thoroughly imbued with let's say, certainly malicious, so to speak, backbiting or something like that, as sometimes it's portrayed to be. But that does exist by human nature. But that's basically what the Roman Curia is. Now, I'll be more specifically, just briefly, that my role within that was when the office, which is called the Secretariat of State, which is that office which is basically closest to the Holy Father and keeping in touch with three things: the church, in other words, all correspondence that comes even from one's great-grandmother living in Palo Alto, who writes to the Pope, will get a response somehow through the Secretariat of State. So the church, the world. So the Secretariat of State is the office of the Roman Curia that's responsible for the diplomatic relations with all the other states, welcoming heads of state. I was involved with preparing for state visits of President Obama and President Trump and so on. And then also the Roman Curia. So in other words, the Secretariat of State is kind of that, for lack of a better word, the filter through which a lot of the business of the Congregation for Bishops, the Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith, the Congregation for Religious Evangelization of Peoples, so on, it gets to the Holy Father's desk through the Secretariat of State. So it's a lot of work. It's a rather slim part of the Roman Curia that has to carry out this work. And it is largely linguistically focused. What I mean by this is that the Catholic Church has to communicate in all these languages that all of us who work in that department in one way or another are engaged intensively in linguistic work, meaning translating, writing, and so on. So the primary divisions of the Secretariat are by language: French, English, Spanish, Chinese, Japanese, Latin, and so on.
Yeah. What were some of the languages that you knew that kind of maybe got you into that position?
Yeah, that's a good question, Alvaro. So I was first summoned to act under Benedict as an English secretary. Now, that obviously means that I knew some English, which I do, it's my native language, but also
a little bit.
Yeah, but also, so even though I was in that section, everybody needs to know Italian, since that is essentially the functional language of the Roman Curia, and I dare say of the church right now. It's, in a way, it's kind of replaced Latin as the functional everyday language. But then you also need to know Latin because that is the official language of the church. And then one other foreign language, at least reading skill, for me, I don't know what that would have been, because I consider them all to be rather average to mediocre reading skills in French and German and Spanish. Although German was my first foreign language, so I did have some skills, and that maybe, you're never told, but that maybe have put me on the radar for someone to work for Benedict the 16th. So I started out as an English secretary. I worked in that capacity for about 2 years, and then I was transferred because of a need to work primarily in Latin. Again, working in English, still writing, doing speech writing, things like that. But my focus day to day was really the Latin language. And that was simply an internal transfer because of a need. And I spent most of my years in that capacity, working, writing Latin documents and so on, doing Latin correspondence for, first of all, for Benedict and for Francis.